Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this segment are founded in the Holy Quran and in the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him and upon his family, supplemented with scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we'll be talking about a sore subject for our listeners who have grown up in a family with other siblings, especially with younger siblings, and that is the mistake that parents make, mistake number 7 out of 25 when raising their children, which is preferential treatment, treating a son or a child differently depending on who they are. Dear Sayyid, what can we learn about this situation and how can we prevent it?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. When it comes to siblings and differentiating between them, sadly a lot of parents fall in this mistake where they give a certain child special priorities over others because of the things that he does. For example, sometimes in one household, in one family, you might have few siblings. One of them could be quiet, one of them could be annoying, like quite right. The opposite, and you know, he's active. Sometimes you have one who is smart, and sometimes you have one who is, less smart. I don't want to use the word stupid as most parents
right.
do. So we have that kind of difference between the child. So you see that when the parents themselves or the relatives, with the quiet one, they give him extra attention, extra love, extra everything. The one who is naughty or the one who is not doing so well at school, you see he's neglected and he's hated and he's pushed around and no one everyone
right.
yells at him and so on and so forth.
He's the nuisance of the family,
yeah.
the black sheep.
Yeah, so you find most of the women, when they deal with their kids, they would even give the quiet ones and the nice ones and the smart ones more love, more affection, and they neglect the other ones. Why? Because he's too naughty. And all the other ones get is, obviously, he either gets
leftovers.
Yeah, he either gets, you know, hit, sweared at, and neglected, and what have you. So this is a big problem for families with big family members or siblings that they should keep in mind. Because such treatment, now, even if the child himself is, let's say, not smart and not active school-wise, and he's just constantly moving around, it means that the parents have neglected his needs.
Right.
Right? He has certain needs that they have not given to him.
Let's expand on this after a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing mistake number 7 some parents make when raising their children, and that is treating their children differently based on how they act or on which one is the, for example, the naughtiest one. Dear Sayyid, please expand on this point that you had before we went on a quick break.
So the topic was that as parents, sometimes we blame kids and we cast them away because of the things that they do. Now, you know, having an active child, it's a blessing. It's a good thing. And having a child who is not active in terms of mentality, it's always a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nevertheless. We just need to work with them. So what we do is, as parents, sometimes since we have one who is good, we completely neglect the other one. It's like, I don't care about the other one. He can do whatever he wants, as long as I got a good one. You know what I mean? So as the guy is quiet, I will give him the love he needs, and that should make up for the loss that we have with the other child. So completely, they kind of cut the other child from their system in terms of love, in terms of respect, in terms of at least his humanity. And I've seen this special case that happened to a person that I know. They had two kids, and one was very naughty, and one was quiet. And they kind of, the naughty one always got casted away, always got hit, always got sworn at. I mean, and
sounds horrible.
Yeah, he was a child, but now he's grown older. And sadly, because of this treatment, it did not help him. It just made him worse.
Right.
And now he has just hate towards everyone around him.
Understandably, yeah.
Yeah, so it's we're saying that, you know, don't outcast them completely. Don't cut them out completely. Also, give them attention. Give them what they require, just to be fair to them. So this way, at least the kids feel a bit, you know, affection from their parents. That might fix them. And sometimes the mistake that we make, especially with the first child, is he gets most of the love, most of the affection. And the parents, they kind of, after a long time of having the first one, he becomes the only one that they can give their attention to, and they neglect the other one. So we're not saying, obviously, this is how it is, but we're saying this happens with most of the kids. And the Quran, obviously, gives us that classical example of Yusuf and his brother, or his brothers.
Right.
And they, in the Quran, they said, our father loves Yusuf more than us. Well, obviously, Yaqub, he gave more attention to Yusuf.
Yeah.
That put them in this situation. And I think Yaqub, alayhi salam, I think he paid the heavy price for this, that Allah took Yusuf away from him.
Right.
So, because, you know, at least we can say in the sense that were he wasn't giving them attention as much as Yusuf. Because that was their complaint, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear. Yusuf ahabbu ila abina minna wa nahnu usba. Even though we are like a bunch of men, we are his backbone with this, and he still shows more love and respect towards Yusuf. And then they plotted the whole thing, and you know, so you can see even it happens in the houses of prophets, yet alone me and you, that sometimes we can give attention to one child and neglect the other.
Well, and of course, we are not saying that the prophet was sinning here.
No, it's not a sin. This is not a sin. But, I mean, him, obviously, he has a right to give Yusuf whatever love he wants.
The problem or other thing is that the brothers had this way of thought, thinking in such a way that it is wrong for him to love this person more than us.
No, so the idea is that because, see, that's what happens. We with Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf, obviously, like we said, Yaqub can love his son as much as he wants. But at the same time, he should at least either should not make it shown to other siblings in that extent, or he gives them equally. So in the day, one of the two has to happen.
So I'm going to ask an explosive question, Sayyid. Yeah, saying that the Prophet, perhaps, he cannot sin. So was this a mistake on his part, or was this
we say the prophets are ma'sumin, they are
infallible,
they do not make sense.
Right.
But there are things that are not in a matter of a command. Okay, so sometimes if Allah says to Adam, don't eat that tree, and Adam does. Adam broke a command. me giving one of my children too much attention is not an order from Allah that I must give the same to other people or to other kids.
Right.
Like if I give Yusuf 10%, I have to give everyone 10%. No, there is not such a command that he broke, so he did not break any command.
We will expand on this discussion just after a quick break. Break.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the problem of some parents treating their children differently based upon who, for example, behaves better. Say, just before we went on a break, we were mentioning the case of Nabiullah Ya'qub and Yusuf alayhum assalam, and how the preferential treatment that the Prophet showed to his son could have or played a part in the brothers' fitna, conspiracy, and then we know the story if we put the Quran. Just before we went on the break, we also said that the Prophet, of course, is infallible. He did not sin. But I believe, Sayyid, you were hinting at the fact that the Prophet, instead of doing the absolute best thing, he did the next best thing, which is not a sin in itself.
Yeah, so you can put it in this way, the next best thing.
Right.
So we said, you know...
Tarkul awla, we say.
So, yeah,
right.
Exactly. So we had the same thing with Yunus in the whale. We had
right.
the same thing with,
Nabiullah Adam alayhi
with Musa. We had the same thing with Adam. So the tarkul
right.
awla. That could be one of the reasons. Or some, you know, if we can say that the brothers of Yusuf, they themselves, they thought he did, but in fact he didn't. You know?
That's actually also very reasonable.
Yeah. So they
right.
yeah.
yeah.
So
keep that in mind as well.
Thought, but he didn't actually. That's just their thinking. So it doesn't mean their thinking is right. But then
right.
again that would be questionable considering that the Quran actually conveyed their message.
Right.
And the fact that there are 9 of them or 7 of them, or kind of 9 or 11 of them.
11, right.
So there was, you know, it's consensus, like not just one. If it was one of the brother
right.
making him saying, "Oh, Yusuf is more beloved to our father," or 2 or 3, we could say yes. But not all of them, they say the same thing. So, and the brothers of Yusuf, obviously, they weren't...
Fair point.
They weren't bad people, mind you.
Of course not.
They
yeah.
were like, you know, good,
pious people.
Pious men.
Asad, right.
Even prophethood continued from one of the other brothers, not from Yusuf. And even Yusuf himself, you know, he made the mistake by when his mother and father walked into him, he stayed on his throne, he didn't get up. And we have the
right.
notion that Allah says to him, because he did not respect your parents, we're going to take Nubuwa from you, we're going to give it to one of your brothers. So we have 11 people
right,
that
yeah.
conveyed the message. So all of them, إِذْقَالُوا, all of them. So either way, now...
This is a very interesting story that is good to mention.
I don't want to get right. into the tafsir of this ayah.
Right.
But the point Allah is trying to make is that when jealousy happens between brothers... And because of the
between
unfair
and
between siblings, between and the unfair division, it could actually lead to devastating effects to the point that
right.
they wanted to kill this brother.
Right.
So now
that's the gist of the story.
Yeah. So sometimes we when we differentiate between our kids, and we give one more attention than the other, well, obviously they're not gonna want to kill their siblings.
Right.
But at least creates a huge friction and hatred between them.
At the very least.
Yeah.
Right.
At the very least.
We are unfortunately out of time for today's discussion. We would love to continue, but we must end today's program. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions or comments or some feedback, please, please, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our website, parstoday.com. Alternatively, if you're not such a big fan of these two methods, old-fashioned methods, you can also find us on the various social media sites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life. a complete way.